Good morning, everyone. So this week, I had the chance to learn more about the work of a friend of mine. She is a missionary in Northern Africa, and she is there far from her family and her friends, sharing God's love with others. And she has to be careful there about how she shares God's love, but she is doing what God has called her to do. She felt God's call to be a missionary, and she followed Jesus. And even though there are times when she is lonely there, she knows that she is doing the work of God. And right now, she is back with her parents in the States for a few weeks, but soon she will be going back to continue to share God's love. In the Gospel of Luke, we read about how hard it can be to follow Jesus. Sometimes God asks us to do hard things. Sometimes God asks us to go to faraway places to share God's love. Sometimes God asks us to give up things that we love so that we can do something different. Sometimes God asks us to do things that we really don't want to do. It can be hard to be a follower of Jesus. But even though it can be hard, it is also the best thing that we will ever do. God wants us to have an abundant life, full of grace and full of His love. And if we follow God, if we do what God says to do, even when it's hard, we will have that abundant life, and we can help others have that abundant life as well. Today is Valentine's Day. It's a day when we think about love, and we think about the love that the Father has for us. God loves us more than anybody else ever could, and He promises to never leave us. He promises to always love us, even when we mess up. And He calls us to share that love with others. And sometimes that means that we do have to go to faraway places, like my friend Karen. And sometimes it means that all we have to do is share that love at school, at work, with our neighbors. What is God calling you to do? How is God asking you to follow Him? I hope that this week you will take time to pray and ask God what it is He wants you to do. And pray for strength and courage to be able to do what He says. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank You that You promise to never leave us. Give us strength and courage to do what You want us to do. Thank You for Your abundant love. We love You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.